in the light of Mental Health Awareness Month and World Mental Health Day tomorrow, we will be interviewing Dr. John Joe Dawson Squibb. He is based in the Division of Child and Adolescent Psychiatry, where he works in the Outpatient Department and the Therapeutic Learning Center. Today he'll be talking to us about the effect of bullying on our mental health. How are you?
I'm good, Sebastian. Thanks so much for having me on today.
You have been on RX Radio a few times. Can you tell us about yourself for the listeners who don't know?
Yeah, for sure. I can tell you a bit, but can I say, I've been on a few times, but just before I came on, I heard the most awesome song about Stereo Stumpies. What a cool song that was. So that's the first time I've been on just after a guy who's playing a song about Stereo Stumpies. Well, you've said I'm a psychologist, so you know about that. Some things about me, I like swimming. And I didn't always like swimming. I was a little bit afraid of the water and the big waves and stuff. And then I went with a friend and we went swimming, and now I really enjoy it. I love reading is something. All different types of books. And I love the way when you get to read, you get to see all different worlds. You hear about different stories, different people, and you don't even have to leave your bedroom and you can learn about all these different things.
What is bullying?
Jumping right in. So bullying, there's lots of different types of bullying. Maybe that's the first thing to say. So there's verbal bullying, like if somebody's being nasty about you, saying rude things about you. There's physical bullying, like if somebody pushes you or kicks you or hits you. But there's also social bullying. So social bullying is like if somebody leaves somebody else out of a game, or if somebody spreads rumors or tells people not to be friends with you. So those are different types of bullying. But all of those things that they have in common is that they happen more than once. So it's not like a once-off thing. And the other thing is that usually the person who's bullying has more power than the person who's being bullied. So like they're stronger or bigger, or they're more popular, or they've got embarrassing information about you, and they use that to hurt you.
What is cyberbullying and how is it different?
So I heard you guys have been talking a lot about cyberbullying at the moment. So cyberbullying is when people use electronic ways to bully people. So that could be on the internet or social media, Facebook, Instagram, could be cell phones. It can even be via WhatsApp, or even if you're gaming with somebody, it could be used that way. People could be saying nasty things about you, threatening you.
How can bullying affect our mental health?
In lots of different ways. So I think that's one of the reasons we're talking about it today, is it's so popular. So common, and so many children and adolescents, teenagers, adults get bullied. So it can affect people in different ways, but they can get sad, they can get depressed, they can get really worried about things. It can affect their sleep, it can affect how they do at school, their friends. And it can also affect, for some people who are bullied, they get really sore tummies, they get headaches. So it affects you physically, not just mentally.
What long-term effects can bullying have on someone's health?
Yeah, so it can definitely affect you in the long term. It's a really great question, Sebastian. So it can mean you're more likely to have mental health problems in the future, like depression or anxiety. It can also affect your personality if it happens to you over a long period of time. And it can mean for some people that they don't have as many friends, or they don't get to finish school. And it can also mean you don't have such a good relationship with your parents.
What would you say to people who are bullies?
The people who are bullies, not the people being bullied, the people who are bullies?
Yes.
That's an interesting question. So people bully for different reasons, right? So lots of different people might bully, but they've all got their own reasons. So I think the first thing I'd want to do is listen to them and try and understand why it is that they're bullying, what's happening for them. Because usually if somebody's bullying, they've got some stuff that's bothering them. So that's what I would try and do. But I'd also want to tell them, you know, that bullying's not okay and that it's hurting other people. But mostly I'd just try and listen to them.
How can adults and children prevent bullying, including cyberbullying?
Well, I think raising awareness is really important. So what you guys are doing here, helping children know what bullying is. So if it happens to them, then they can go do something about it, like speak to an adult or somebody that they trust. And I think having a really good relationship with somebody is going to help as well. So sometimes if you are bullied, you might not want to talk about it. You feel embarrassed about it. And so if I thought somebody was being bullied, I'd want to make sure they felt comfortable talking to me. I think getting them to do things that they really enjoy, that they love, like sports, activities, if they've got a different interest, like you're in the radio. So that's a great thing to do. That's a great way to connect with people, to build your self-confidence.
Yeah.
And make friends as well. So doing all those things means you're less likely to get bullied or to stand up for yourself if it does happen. So that's what I'd suggest.
Is there anything else you would like to say?
No, just that you guys are amazing. What a cool radio station. You always come so prepared beforehand. You've got awesome musicians who talk about Stereo Stumpies. I think it's a great show. Thank you very much for having me.
It's a pleasure.